The demolition of Hayward Field's East Grandstand in Eugene may not be violating state law, contrary to some activist claims. KLCC's Brian Bull has more.
The 93-year-old structure slated to be raised June 19th. Crews began removing the bench seats from the facility Monday. Members of East Grandstand supporters say the University of Oregon has failed to comply with Oregon Statute 358-653, which protects publicly owned historic properties. But an administrator with the State Historic Preservation Office disagrees.
Are they in compliance? From our process, they are. They're doing it.
Ian Johnson is Associate Deputy State Historic Preservation Officer. He says arguments from anti-demolition critics elevate the situation in ways that aren't applicable to his office.
It confuses the state-level process with what might be required locally. The state law does not have any administrative rules. It does not have any penalties, and it's procedural rather than substantive. It's the locals who are going to be able to say what is or is not required for demolition, not our office.
A planning and development official tells KLCC the city of Eugene approved a demolition permit June 1st, and it complies with city codes and regulations. Brian Bull, KLCC News.